Now, before I get into telling you all the amazing credentials of Steve Hackett, guitarist extraordinaire, composer as well, and musical adventurer, let's do some listening just to set things up. This is taken from his album, I think it's from 2009, but Steve Hackett Live in Italy, and it's a piece that goes back to his Genesis days, because as you might or might not know, we perhaps know, he was the lead guitarist with the classic lineup of Genesis, so we're speaking, we mean alongside Gabriel Collins Banks and Rutherford, and the group Genesis that produced acclaimed albums like Selling England by the Pound. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? And it was the soundtrack of a lot of our lives way back when, but he's done an awful lot of music since then. He's done a lot of exploring, integrating of various styles, but as I said, before we go too deeply into his background, and I play you the interview that I recorded a bit earlier today with Steve, let's listen to Blood on the Rooftops, recorded live in Italy. Is lush and surprising, but never shocking. Really nice and easy on the ears and intriguing. You listen to this album. His latest album is called Out of the Tunnel's Mouth, and you feel like you're a child being led by the hand through wonderful landscapes and magical lands and emotional spaces. Really wonderful. So we're going to be introduced to Steve Hackett's music. Perhaps you're already a fan. Once again, I'll just say he's the lead guitarist with Genesis, as I already mentioned. He's got an extraordinary versatility, and he uses influences from so many different genres, including jazz, world music, blues, and classical. He's released several classical albums, interpreting music from composers from Bach to Satie. He has composed his own music and performed it with the Royal Philharmonic. He has an exceptional range of talents, and he pushes the musical boundaries. He's invented new sounds and also new techniques. In the 80s, he came together with Steve Howe to form the supergroup GTR. He's been an influence for many, many musicians, from John Wetton and Brian May to Bonnie Tyler and Paul Carrack. And I had a chance to speak with Steve Hackett a little bit earlier today. He spoke to me about his nylon guitar, the orchestral sound. He spoke about his pan-genre approach, which is very interesting. He commented on how the classical creeps into his music and talked about Turkish influence as well. So here is the interview that I recorded with Steve, well, earlier on. Steve, it's great to talk to you, and really looking forward to hearing your performance in Sherbrooke.
Oh, good.
I was thinking that I don't want to talk too much about the Genesis years, but as a springing off point, I was thinking that it was a very aptly named band for the career that has followed you, Genesis. I mean, it was just the beginning for you, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah. I think it was a springboard for a lot of people. not just the five people that people associate with the earlier period, you know, Banks, Collins, Gabriel, Rutherford and myself, even the earlier era threw up a best-selling author. Funnily enough, the guy was the original drummer, Chris Stewart, became a best-selling author down the line. So I guess everyone had something to prove from that band.
Just a starting off point, because I'm so impressed with all the different genres and styles that you have explored. And I've been listening to Out of the Tunnel's Mouth, your latest CD, and it sounds like it would not have been possible 5 years ago, it sounds like the culmination of all these explorations, and it sounds like you've integrated all these different styles.
Well, I like to think so. I mean, I've always tried for that. I think the hardest thing to be able to incorporate into rock has been nylon guitar, because by the very gentle nature of the instrument in the first place, but I've strayed into areas that are closer to flamenco and less close to classical stuff on this album, like the second track, Nomads.
Yes,
there's the flamenco influence, and that's as bulletproof as you can make nylon guitar. You know, it's played very, very hard and hard and fast. But I wanted to take it to other areas as well. I didn't want to do something which was purely flamenco. I thought, let's use an influence of that and then switch to electric guitars and have drums come in and have it move on. I guess in a way that's typically progressive, to want to change style in the middle of a piece, but I find that if I stick around one genre for too long, I get bored and I feel the need for for the release of donning another set of musical clothes to a certain extent. And they have different energies, these things. Orchestral music has got a certain energy, and a very, very subtle one at that, that floats and tugs at the heartstrings, and you can have a symphony orchestra roaring away, but one power chord on an electric guitar, and I don't think you can quite achieve that thunderous sound with an orchestra.
Spirit rising. Besides all the different influences that we hear on this album, there's quite a dynamic range too, which is exciting. I mean, it's not flat at all.
No, it's not. There is a wide dynamic range, particularly on the first track, Fire on the Moon. You've got the bewildered sounding tiny verse where the voice is made to sound deliberately small, and the backing is deliberately naive in order to leave space for the big onslaught that is the chorus that has no words. But it's a track that it works probably because of those wide dynamics. You know, I never really understood what dynamics was really all about, but then once you start looking at classical music, you realize that dynamics are written into it. It's implicit in the genre. But for me, I've had this pan genre approach for a long time, trying to cross all of the styles and use them and not be afraid of being eclectic, and ultimately one hopes that there's content that overrides all the various styles. Yeah. Even if it's something just to raise a smile, it's I can't see me doing rock that's that basic throughout the course of a whole album. I just can't really do it.
It'd be boring.
It would be too boring. I think so. I think straight ahead rock can be very, very, can be really, really good. You know, guitars, bass, drums, and a hard edged vocal, it can sound marvelous. But it's not a complete journey for me. And I like to think that albums are exactly that. They're a kind of, they're a journey. Almost a genesis there. They are a journey, if not an odyssey. Mm. Yeah, I like the idea of the starting point is not the same as where you end up. A kind of a musical travelogue or a time machine, whatever you want to call it. I just get attracted to lots of different stuff.
I feel like I've been the finest fool, hanging on by my fingers.
Listening to Resonance on CJMQ 88.9, and a little earlier today I had the chance to speak with Steve Hackett about his musical travels and his musical ideas. Steve Hackett will be performing at the Granada Theatre this Saturday, July 10th. The show starts at 9. The group Renaissance will be opening for him. So it'll be a late show, but a very, very worthwhile show. As you can hear, there's an awful lot of musical ideas, very stimulating ones in Steve's music. So we will return to the interview recorded a little earlier today.
Classical music, of course, that's the European tradition, and that creeps in from time to time. There's always a nod to Bach or Vaughan Williams, and many others, Grieg, Chopin, loads of them that I spend my time listening to and marveling to. You know, the work of Borodin, all of the Russians, mm-hmm. Tchaikovsky. So when I hear a rock and roll track like Roll Over Beethoven, I figure, hang on a minute, you know, these guys were contemporaries at one time. Music should never be a competition. It's not like one genre has to make way for another. Certainly not in my book.
Go back to Out of the Tunnel's Mouth, yeah. And talk about some even further influences. Like these are the world music influences,
yeah.
And the Last Train to Istanbul.
Yeah.
You know, going into the Turkish mode there,
yeah.
And yeah, tell us about that piece.
Well, I heard some Turkish music. It's in two places. First of all, I heard some in London, which I thought was terrific, and then when I was in Sarajevo, I got to hear some Turkish music there, and what was interesting about that place was that it was such a meeting point of so many cultures, where on practically every street corner there's a mosque facing a synagogue facing a church, all within the same town square. That whole thing in 200 minutes, and you know the influence of Turkish music, which pervades that track. It's almost as if you took Indian music, and took a solo that someone was playing, and then get a whole orchestra to do it. That's how it seems with what I heard of orchestral Turkish music. And I suspect what they do is have a complicated motif and then have something improvised over the top of it. So I'm very drawn to that area, and I hope to work with a guy in the future from Azerbaijan who is a tar player.
Your band, who's going to be playing with you in Sherbrooke?
Okay, in the band, most of us sing and we do lots of harmonies, but there's a girl in the band who also doubles me on electric guitar on some things. Her name is Amanda Lehman, that's LEHMANN. So she gets to sing and play electric guitar with me. We have Nick Beggs, formerly of Kajagoogoo, yeah. Who is a fabulous bass and stick player, and again who sings. Rob Townsend, who is an extraordinary a jazz player of all manner of woodwind, from saxes to flutes to whistles. He can even play jazz whistle, which is extraordinary. On keyboard, my long time and long term collaborator Roger King, who engineers and produces the albums with me, and Gary O'Toole on drums, also on vocals, who's got a beautiful voice. So you've got a number of strong singers in the band. I'm probably the weakest of all the singers, but strength in numbers is how I see it.
And you'll be taking the audience on a journey from some of your earlier music to this recent album.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I tend to do about a third, and a third. And that's broken down into roughly one third new music, a third nostalgic things of mine, and a third of Genesis things. So I try and cover it like that. Of course, we're playing with Renaissance on most of these shows, so we're doing slightly shorter than we would normally do. We've been doing about an hour and a half. I think each band does about an hour and a half. So
it'll be a wonderful show.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure people will enjoy. You know, there's a trip backwards, but there's also leaps forward as well.
Yeah. Will we get to hear some of that nylon guitar?
You will get to hear some nylon guitar. Yep. Yep.
And the electric stuff.
And the electric stuff. Yes, absolutely.
Great. Thanks very much, Steve.
Thank you so much.
And have a good trip to Sherbrooke.
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you. Lovely talking to you.
Yes, you too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was an interview that was recorded a little bit earlier today with Steve Hackett, who will be in concert at the Granada Theatre this Saturday. I think his music is stunning, enchanting, innovative, delightful. The concert starts at 9 p.m. There are reserved seats, I do believe. You can Google the Granada Theatre and run and get your own ticket. 9 p.m., did I say that? So here we are. I'm going to leave you, not leave you, because I'm not going just yet, but to take us to the break, here is a further piece from his latest album, Out of the Tunnel's Mouth. It's called Emerald and Ash, and he just it just illustrates how seamlessly he can flow from one mood, one style to another, and how they become integrated into something greater. Wonderful stuff.